improving lives by exploring and shaping human connections to natural, social, and built environments. That's the mission of the College of Human Ecology. And when I come to work each day, the first thing I look at are those first two words of the mission statement, improving lives. It motivates me, it inspires me, and I see it every day in the work of the college.
I'm incredibly fortunate to be a part of the Big Red family.
It has definitely affected my life and caused me to want to give back.
I grew up watching my grandmother sew, and so that was very inspirational.
When I walk through the hallways, I will sometimes see pictures of Martha Van Rensselaer and other women pioneers, and I really get a great deal of strength from that.
There are frequently opportunities to feel the impact that you're having and get those goosebumps as you hear one more story of how your work is making a difference.
I think of human ecology, I think of it as like in relation to like an ecosystem.
Our college really is about people bringing together different disciplines and different perspectives.
You might study one aspect of the field in human ecology and then be able to say, but how are they doing it over there in the ag school? Or what would the hotel school say about these chairs?
And it's actually, to me, that's the fun of this work because, you know, it is this bringing together of the best minds from so many different sources.
I think that the interdisciplinary approach of human ecology is a perfect approach for me, and I think it's also a fantastic way to approach some of the cutting-edge problems that faculty here are tackling.
Feet from where we're sitting right now, we have this 3 Tesla magnet, and we're able to do magnetic resonance imaging research with it. This is a cross-university resource, but the College of Human Ecology has been the lead college in bringing this facility to campus. And it enables us to look inside the human mind while people are making decisions, while they're feeling emotions. It opens up a whole new world.
4-H and youth development work has always been on the cutting edge of preparing us for what the future is going to bring. We realize that everybody is bringing something to the table. That's the whole very nature, even when it was the College of Home Economics.
The idea of home economics is very dear in the sense that you make improvements in the lives of those around you. And if you do that in your home, you move it to your block, and then you move it to your neighborhood, and then you move it to your town.
The land grant status and the outreach extension part of our mission is felt very deeply by a lot of us.
To expand our knowledge and then in the future to expand knowledge to other people.
There is a service mentality, a public service mentality, and it really is in our bones.
And I think that's due in part to the people that came before who were role models in this respect. This college is really all about integration of perspectives and in context. That's what we do, and that's who we are.
Because our research focus is using interdisciplinary perspectives, human ecology heading into the future will continue to be at the forefront of providing solutions.
It's going to be exciting because we have an extremely strong foundation to build on.